Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
Today's the day we figure out how effed up T-Hack really is.
Thank you. Finally.
There's this dude who... he is a New York guy who has been found urinating on the grave of his ex-wife.
Whoa.
The woman's children has called the police after they found bags of poo on her grave.
Oh, I thought he was doing
so. He does both, but it all got started with him leaving bags of poo, and they had to call the police and ask them, "Hey, can we set up like those what hunters use?"
Oh, motion
like yes, motion camera, activated yeah. trail cameras.
I thought you said hunters, and I was thinking like the claw grabber thing. Like,
a bear trap.
Yeah, that's a little aggressive.
That is super aggressive. No, a trail cam. So they set up trail cams around there, and it shows him. The guy shows up. He gets out of his car. His wife is driving the car.
Okay.
He gets out. He pees on the grave and gets back in his car at about 6 in the morning. Every morning between 6:14 and 6:18.
Oh, then she knows he's doing this. She's helping
his wife. Now, who the woman who he's peeing on her grave? That's his ex-wife.
From like forever ago or something.
From the 70s, and they were only married briefly.
What?
Why? And he's taking time out every day.
I also don't understand the bags of poo. Like... you're taking the time like you're not winning in this situation.
Right.
You're the one bagging your own poop.
Yes.
He's got the fear of getting caught pinching one off. You can pee and just kind of zip up and run.
Okay.
But if you're mid poo, there's not a lot of, you can't escape.
There is.
So he's bagging it, but you're right. T-Hack, he should have been dumping the bag when he gets there.
Right.
Is that what you meant?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, either way, then you're loading that into your car.
Yeah.
Like you're not winning in this situation.
You got to ask yourself about your life's path when you're, bagging
yes.
poo.
Thank you. Yes.
unless you've got that colon thing that you're trying to figure out what's going on with your colon, you shouldn't ever be pooing in anything other than a toilet.
But they were married, so get old. What could have been?
I don't know. He's got some sort of grudge against her. Nobody knows what it is.
When the new wife is just on board with it too.
Yeah.
Just, whatever you need, honey.
Psycho. Okay. Yeah.
So that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about some grudge that you have that you just can't let go of. Like, just it's so intense. It can be of the smallest thing.
Yeah.
Somebody wronged you. Somebody took your favorite pencil. It does. But if you're holding onto a grudge, we want to hear it. If it's caused you to pee on a grave 50 years later, we want to hear about your grudge. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. This is where we find out. So we were talking about grudges, and TX like, I had to write a list.
Which is probably the most surprising thing.
He doesn't strike you as somebody?
No, would hold one. No.
I remember everything.
And you actually hold grudges?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, the more I started writing, the more I could remember. So the main one that comes to mind was one year at basketball camp, when I was like a little kid.
Oh my God.
I was probably 9. My parents would give me $1 to get a Powerade from the vending machine during break time, which was a huge deal for me. Like, we didn't have sports drinks. So that was like what I looked forward to more than the basketball. It was like, when can I get my Powerade? And I remember the line. So we're at the line for the vending machine. I put my $1 in and I'm trying to decide which flavor. And then this kid, Taylor, I know his last name, but I won't say it, came up and he hit the water button. He hit the water button.
Oh,
I screamed at him. I'm like, that's my $1. I only get one. And he's like, he's a rich kid. Too bad.
Oh my God.
I will never forget it.
That is actually grudge worthy.
That rocks.
He cost you a Powerade.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to smack you because that's a long time ago. But that's bad.
And then I had a bottled water. It was too late. He couldn't get a refund. I remember trying to talk to one of the coaches, and they were like, kid, get out of here.
Just drink the water. You don't need the electrolytes anyway. You're on the bench.
Yeah. Like, you're plenty chubby enough. All right.
How much energy do you need to sit?
That was one. Another basketball camp memory I have.
Oh, my God. Okay.
This kid's name was Chad. I won't say.
Yeah. Easy, Tiger. My buddy Chad is a good Chad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was lunchtime, and it was the day where your parents could come. Like, parents could visit the camp and eat lunch with the kids. So me and my best friend were there. Our moms are there. And then this kid is eating with us. His parents didn't come. He's kind of our friend, but we don't really know him. And I remember he was talking about his sister with my two of us, so three kids and two moms. He said, yeah, my sister, she's just such a pain in the ass. He cursed in front of my parents. Now my parents know that I'm cursing. They know that this is how the boys are really talking at camp.
No!
Now we're in trouble. They're going,
you got in trouble for him saying,
well, because my the parents, we were like 8 or 9. We're young enough where they were like, oh, well, that's not a very nice thing to say. Like, they kind of, they're not his parents, but they kind of said something like, hey, you don't need to talk like that. And I remember it's just like, dude, you're blowing our cover. What are you doing? And I remember having a talk about, like, do the boys use words like that? It was like, Chad, you messed it up.
TX says it all the time. Yeah. It's like, here's the words he says.
Yeah, I remember his defense was, well, she is. That was his defense. I'll never forget it.
All right, we don't have time for any more grudges. We're going to take your calls. But no, if you have a serious grudge against somebody, we want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're talking about grudges. Some guy shows, he was married to a woman 50 years ago for like 5 minutes.
Right.
And now she's dead and he pees on her grave every single day.
Does. In fact, brings bags of number two. In fact, his new wife gives him a ride every day.
So we want to talk about your grudges. Tiak has apparently got a grudge against everyone he's ever played basketball against. It's like, oh, this guy got me a water instead of a Powerade. So anyway, we want to hear your grudge stories. Tyler.
Yai.
What's your grudge?
Hey, I was staying at this one isn't actually a basketball story. I was staying at a friend's house.
Tyler.
And
is this T-Hack? We've heard two grudge stories from you already. What are you doing?
I have more.
Tyler?
I have more.
T-Hack? Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. So
I was staying the night at a friend's house, and we were pretty young, but we walked to the dollar store, I remember, and then a gas station, and we bought donuts, like day-old donuts. Really late at night, we pooled our money together, bought some donuts,
okay,
and then we went back and stayed the night. And then the next morning, when we woke up, my friend's mom had eaten all of our donuts. I'll never forget it. And we were so confused. We're like, "Where are our donuts?" And she's like, "I wondered where those came from." I'm like, if you knew you didn't buy them, why would you eat them?
Tiak, Tyler. Can you go answer other phone calls, please?
Okay.
That's a good grudge. Thank you.
Hi, guys. Long-time listener. Love you.
Yeah. Right. No, that's great. Yeah. Michaela.
Yay.
Grudge. Who are you holding a grudge against?
I'm holding a grudge. It's crazy. It's been years, obviously, but against this ice cream truck driver. When I was young, I ordered an ice cream. I gave $2, and the change, it was a $2 bill, which I thought was pretty cool. So my mom used to try and get me $2 bills. I thought they were special. Gave him the $2 bill. It was only a dollar. He gave me three quarters back, and I counted it, and I remember being like, oh, wait, no, that's supposed to be four. So I said, sir, you only gave me three quarters, and he didn't care, you know? He just he wasn't very friendly, wasn't very nice. And so he was just like, yeah, yeah, three quarters equals a dollar. And then he just continued helping, and I was like, no, wait, that's not right. And then he just finished, and I said, sir, sir, no, I think that. And then he said, yes. He said it with, like, so, such, like, conviction. I almost was like, wait, maybe it's me, because I'm a kid. And so, and then he just drove away. And to this day, I will not allow my kids to go to an ice cream truck,
wait,
even with me.
You punish them?
Yeah, no, I get it.
What do you mean?
They're all shysters.
This is a
ice cream
thing?
Truck drivers are the clowns okay, of the food industry. They want to be around kids for some unknown reason. In a truck that is like a Pied Piper right, mobile with barely painted on ice cream on the side. You're right, Michaela. No. We should find this person.
No, what?
And we're going to get that quarterback with interest.
It just left a bad taste.
No, clearly. It's been decades. And you, like, have a sniper rifle when you hear that sound of an ice cream truck. This is that is awful, but thank you for the call. Greg.
Yo.
Yo. Grudge. Who you grudging on?
My brother, when we were kids, stuck a strawberry Pop-Tart in my Nintendo 64, and I will never forgive him for that.
You still sound bitter after all.
It doesn't even, I'm just going to say, a lot of times I get mad at people who call in with a detail that doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it doesn't matter that it was strawberry, but it does.
A little bit.
A little bit. It's like, he could have just shoved a Pop-Tart in.
Right.
Grudge pays the same, but you remember the flavor, man. I remember smelling strawberry on my Mario Kart. So he's still your brother, though. So you, like, do you just not talk to him, or do you remind him of it, or have you tried to make him buy you a new one off eBay for 10 grand?
I bring it up every Christmas because it was a Christmas present, and I never got a new one after that. So
he was your little brother and just not understanding that everything cartridge shaped didn't go in there?
He literally thought it was a toaster. Like, it's a square hole, so you jam the square thing in the hole.
You shove food into a square hole, it comes out warmer in his brain.
You're doing it right, Greg. He deserves that.
You do not hold on to that grudge. He's a child. You can't. Oh, Greg, that is awesome. By the way, do you hold a grudge against the Pop-Tart company?
Right.
Do you eat strawberry Pop-Tarts?
I still do. I love them.
You should hold a little grudge against them, but thank you for the call. Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grudge, what do you got?
So basically what happened was, I was in college at the time, and our college dorm got broken into, robbed. They caught the guy, you know, all that good stuff. And then fast forward probably 10 years later, my sister eventually married this guy, unbeknownst to her. That was the backstory.
Get out.
And you recognize him? Have you called him out on it? Like, you're the robber.
Yeah, no. And he fully knew who it was. Like, and my sister knew that, you know, that it happened, you know, and all that stuff. Took everything we had at that point. And, you know, she was, you know, she lives in a different state, so we didn't get to meet him or nothing like that. They got married, all that good stuff.
Holy smokes.
Who's holding the grudge, man? Yeah. I remember this is so dysfunctional.
Yeah, so basically at the end of it, you know, I no longer talk to my sister because they're still married. And
Wow. That's a serious grudge. I don't know. Yeah, she doesn't deserve. Well, she kind of knew.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Thank you, Kevin.
Dang.
Wow. Aaron.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Who are you holding the grudge against?
I have a really good friend I've known since like kindergarten, and when we were in college, I looked through her phone. She was mad at me, like at a party, and she wasn't paying attention, and she had this other best friend that she was embarrassed of me. Like, that was why she was acting upset with me.
Because
I'd been like really emotional at this party and, you know, had a little too much. And yeah, I got really upset with her and I never told her about it, but I'm kind of mad still, I guess.
So you're a frenemy? Like, you still hang out with her, but you're holding on to it?
We're not like frenemies, like we're besties,
Oh my God, you're a total frenemy. Oh my God, Aaron, that's so dark. You are, you're holding on to it.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Eric.
How's it going?
Grudge, what do you got?
All right. When I was a little kid, probably around 14, 15, I had a 1817 gold piece.
Ooh.
It was $10 in gold. And my oldest brother stole it. And I knew he stole it. And he swore up and down that he didn't take it. Well, when he passed away, his ex or his wife found it. And say, is this gold piece that y'all been talking about for years? And guess what? Because it actually has 10 ounces of gold, and she never gave it back to me.
What the?
Yeah. Now you got a whole other person to have a grudge against.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.